6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. 6 minutes after the hour. And I want to talk a little bit this hour with you for just a moment. You know, I got to tell you something. I was looking at myself in the mirror the other day to see if I've gotten any better looking. And you want to know something? I'm still fat. I still have a ridiculous looking comb over. And you know what I mean by a comb over, don't you? That's where my hair is receding all the way to the back of my head, and I'm taking the hair from the middle of the back of my head and combing it forward. So I look like this big, fat, lame Elton John lookalike in a leather jacket. And you know something else? I was looking at how ridiculous I look. And looking at how old I am. And I realized that I'm ugly, I'm old, and now I got this new guy across the street who's got a better show than I do. Unbelievable. So what do you think about that? Give me a call right now. Eddie, hi, you're on the air.
Hello!
Okay, lost that call. Lost that call. So we're going to have to get another call up here. Unbelievable what's going on around here. But anyway, excuse me. I thought I'd belch because a lot of guys are doing that. And as you know, I have never... And I'm going to make a solemn pledge to you right now. Because as you know, our show is young. Our show's hip. Our show has got all the young demos. Our show is like on the edge, baby. Yeah. And I'm going to make you a solemn pledge. Oh. And I mean this. I will never, ever, ever do one original piece of material as long as I am the host of this show in the afternoons. You could bet on that. Bobby, how you're on?
Hello, Phil!
How you doing, baby?
Do you care?
All right. Because I'll tell you something right now. One of the reasons why I think I'm doing well is because there hasn't been anybody up against me. There has been one show up against my show that's been any good until now. Now along comes this guy across the street from me. His show's funnier. His show's edgier. His show's hipper. And in about 4 months' time, he's going to kick my ass around the block for drill. Unbelievable. And I'll tell you something else. All of you sons of bitches that call my show, there, I said sons of bitches, okay? And I said goddamn, and I said asshole, because I heard other guys use that material, so I think I will too. You're the lamest, most chronic, most posing, boring assholes ever to call a radio show in the history of the medium. And I'm very proud to have you on my show because everything I do is a lift. Now this guy across the street's doing his show. It's hipper, it's funnier, it's edgier, it's groundbreaking. And I'm too much of a pussy to mention his name on the air. And I guarantee you one thing, and you can count on me for this, baby, that I will always be a pussy And I will never mention this guy's name on the air. Because the minute that I mention this guy's name on the air, it means all-out war. And in any all-out war, he's going to kick my ass with that, too. I'll tell you something else. Sometimes my voice gets better, but you don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? I am more of a pussy than Steve Dahl. And I said Steve Dahl was a pussy. He got nothing on me. I am such a pussy. I can't mention this guy's name on my show. Because if I do, then you're all going to go check him out, and you'll never come back. So I don't want you people calling me up and asking me why I won't mention that guy on the air. Because the answer ought to be obvious. I'm a pussy, and I won't mention his name on the air because I'm scared to death of his ass kicking my ass around the block with drill. And I better enjoy it while it lasts, because in about 5 months' time, I'm going to be taking a pole up my ass with somebody else's name on it. Better believe it, baby. But you don't know it. So anyway, thought I'd take some phone calls here this afternoon. At 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You can tell me just exactly how big of a pussy I am. And I take back everything I ever said about Steve Dahl. That guy's got the balls the size of the Liberty Bell compared to me. And one more thing. As you know, I want to mention this on the air, mentioned earlier. But even though I can't stand that new guy across the street from me, I can bet you money that in about 6 months' time, I'll be stealing material from him too. Because there hasn't been one good show on the air in America that I haven't stolen something from since I got into this business after my short term being an accountant for Toys R Us. I'll tell you something right now. I will make this promise to you. Now, you can take this one to the bank. I commit myself to giving you continued, lifted, reprocessed, strained, unfunny, boring-ass, lame-ass, lowest common denominator radio, the kind I've been delivering to you now for the last I don't know how many years. And I promise you that I'll never change the way I talk on the air. My voice is always going to be processed, strained, and sounding like I sat on somebody's barbecue grill. Like I've got one of those shish kebab things rammed right up there. The way I sound on the air, you'd think I was getting one long, lifelong proctology exam with an ice cold rubber glove. So let the war begin. We'll see who's funnier, and it ain't going to be me. I say bring it on. How many talk shows are they going to throw up against me? Bring it on, baby. Because I guarantee you, when the smoke clears, I still won't be funny. And when the smoke clears, I still won't be all that interesting. And when the smoke clears, I'm still going to be using Steve Dahl's material, even though I call him a pussy. I hate it! I want out! Billy, hi!
Hello! Whatever, how you doing?
Do you care?
Up yours, asshole.
What did I do for you?
Well, I've been noticing lately how your show topics kind of like, you know, it's the same old bullcrap about chicks and, you know, all the stuff that you do.
Right, you know, we're real edgy, baby. We're right on the edge, huh?
Yeah, why don't you just step off the edge, okay, man? As long as you're standing there, would you mind just throwing yourself off of it?
You got it. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, asshole.
You're welcome. Number right now, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Edgy Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Excuse me. I don't know what it is, man. I gave up the cigs the middle of October. It's still, there's a tubercular thing going. There's a Doc Holliday thing happening. There's a consumptive thing. There's no blood yet. There's no blood. And no pus. So, I don't know. Anyway, Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. And another thing about going bald, you know, the comb over, okay, let's talk about that for just a second. See, number one, Schaefer's telling me that when he was in school, he had a priest, a parish priest, that had a comb-over. Now, why is that? Okay, I can dig, you know, vanity is vanity. A guy's going to do the comb. A priest? Who's he impressing? All the jokes about little boys aside, okay? Who, seriously? What? In other words, I'm not going to listen to this cat because he's thinning? If he gives the homily, you know, the sermon? So the guy had the big comb over, and he would go ape. You know who had that? Is that nutcase? You guys don't know who I'm talking about, because most of you have never been to school. And that's okay. It's fine. I don't disrespect you for that. I want you to know. I don't disrespect the fact that most of you have never even freaking picked up a newspaper. It's fine. It's okay. Let me do it. By the way, let me have another one of them mints. Craig Taylor bought a box of mints at Tower Records. These things are caffeinated peppermint mints. They are freaking awesome. You can go to Tower and get them. We got to get a case of these. I'm flying. I'm feeling good. Everything's right. So, this guy, Father Coughlin, he would give these speeches on TV about how the Jews were ruining everything. This guy's a Catholic priest, and he's talking about Jew hate. In other words, just another normal day at church. And, you know, and he had a comb over, and while he's going ape, you know, he's going, "Hello, tell you now that the Jews are the worst." The comb over started coming up and then flopping over to the other side. So he had that Bill Murray kind of hair flop. And yeah, I'm going to sit there and go, "You know what? You are dead. I want to align myself with you. I want to be seen with you going into restaurants with that thing sticking up in the air and flopping over to the other side as you talk about how Jews are ruining America." You know what would be good? If you got your hair to either, like, if you just went bald naturally or you got a toupee, the country would improve by 50%. Just so that I don't have to look at you like that. So, see, when I started losing my hair, and I guess I have to give this speech, because I give it every so often, I'm bald. Do I care? Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I care. Let's clear something up. Bald guys that tell you they like being bald are liars and should be run over with a car, just a car, any car, in a street, any street. And they're nice guys, but they're lying. No bald guy would rather be bald. I'd rather have hair. I would. You know, forget about this bald guy club stuff and all that stuff. You know, they, you know, "I'm the bald man of America. I feel like a hell of a guy. And I've got a thing on me. Oh, I don't know, probably like a cocktail sausage. But what does it matter? I can pretend like I'm hung with a head like this. And next week I'm getting my face circumcised." So anyway, you know, forget it. So no bald guy likes being bald. That's number one. Number two is what you do about it. Well, what I did about it is I shaved my head. And I got it skinned down, and my wife likes it like that. And I look in the mirror, I go, "Okay, I guess you're reasonably okay." Like, in other words, I'm not drawing attention to myself necessarily. I'm still thinking of skinning it off like Saavedra had it at KFI. Remember when his hair was like, and Carell, I think, went, "Carell, by the way, babe, don't do it again, man, that shaved head thing. The back of your head looks like your brain, like you have no skull, you just have brain sitting there." He does, he has like rivulets in his scalp. It's, oh, man. "You're a beautiful, I love you, Carell, but don't shave your head ever again, because the back of your head looks like about 50 pounds of chewed bubble gum." I got to thank Arlie Ermey for that from Full Metal Jacket. It's great. Okay, so no bald guy likes being bald. It's what you do. Now, what are you going to do? You going to face it like a man and just freaking go bald? Or are you going to pull this comb-over thing? You got to be putting me on with that comb-forward bit. You know, the comb to the side, the three strands of hair going over the side with the glue over. So the guy gets the three strands of hair. He puts down some of that cement, you know, that with a brush. And then he just glues over the three strands of hair. That's bad enough. But now comes the Elton John comb-forward thing. And Elton John should, you know, for all that he's done for our culture with his great music, what, has he got to just lob that hand grenade into the room after he walks out? After he leaves the room of culture, after he leaves the room of historical imperative, he's got to lob that hand grenade back into the room? In other words, he gave us all that great music, but oh yeah, I'll give you the comb forward. Comes the hand grenade, where you comb the hair forward from the middle of the bald head, and it, oh, baby, baby, baby. No, you don't do that. What you do is simply this. You going bald? Go bald like a freaking man. Shave your freaking head. Your part does not begin halfway down the side of your head. It doesn't begin just above your ear or even below your ear. No part begins below ear level. Go bald. You know, maybe you can get rid of the glasses, you can get the RK, the LASIK, but go bald, okay, fatso? With your fat ass and your bald head. Then you can look just like me. You know you want to be me. Well, now you can look like me. As my man Schaefer says, let go, let globe. Let go, let globe. Because that's really a sad situation. And I got to give this speech every few months because I keep seeing this occurring in the culture and all of this bull crap with the, you know something? First of all, I said, no bald guy wants to be bald and no bald guy does want to be bald. If I could put some drops or something in my hair that would make my hair grow back, I would. Will I get a weave? No. No. I think, you know, swallowing both barrels of a 10-gauge sounds slightly better. Not much. Will I wear a toupee? No. No, I'd rather drink acid. Will I get plugs? No. No, I'm not going to get plugs. I don't want my head looking like neat rows of Nebraska corn, just a nice... They never did get that right, did they, that whole hair plug thing? And I looked into it once, and I called the guy. It was one of these clinics. This is back when I was in my late... How old was I? 30. I was 30 or 31, and I called him up, and I actually sent my money in to begin the process. And the first stage is this scalp reduction surgery they do, where, get a load of this, Jeff, they take a big piece of your scalp out, and they sew the other thing together. Oh, man. So that automatically pulls the hair closer together. Then they fill in the rest with plugs. And I actually gave the guy $2,000, and I was going to be scheduled for surgery, and I was sitting there thinking about it one day, and I wasn't afraid of the surgery. I was thinking, what if they screw it up, man? What if your head looks like the top of, like, Chatty Cathy or something? Do you ever, like, with your sister's dolls, you could see these big wads of plug? What if your head looks like that? So I called him up, and I said, I want my money back. And the cat looked, you know, he, like, took a month getting it back to me, and I was threatening a lawsuit at that time because it was $2,000. It was all I had in the world. All I had in the world, and I was going to put into that. And I finally looked in the mirror and said, you know, you're a mess, man, but do you have to be that much of a mess? Yeah, you're really, you know, Henry, at this point in your life, things ain't going too good, but can't you at least hold on to your two G's and just blow it at the track? I'd be happy if I just blew it on a blackjack table someplace. I'll drink it away. Two G's. I'll go out and have the week of my life. Week? How about 2 days? So I got my money back, and I felt great about it. I said, well, that's it. And then you never think about it again. You realize you're going bald, and you just go freaking bald, man. Now, you go to some of these barbers or some of these hairstyle guys that will try to poof your hair up a little, and I can see you're thinning a little bit back here, Phil. Let's see if we can't just tease. No, you're not teasing anything, man. You're combing it straight onto the head, and whatever's left is left. And today, well, you can see... And especially Schaefer, who's constantly looking at himself in the reflection of the top of my head, that I'm not bad looking. Well, I am bad looking, but I'm happy. Phil Henry Show. I'm Phil Henry. I am your host. I'm not a right-wing wacko, and I ain't no left-wing asshole or whatever the hell it is. I am your host. Whatever that means. So, you know, well, here's the thing. You can't hurt me, really. Not that you'd try, but I can't be hurt because even if we're like number 86 in the numbers, we're still going to say we're number one. Which we happen to be number one. We're the number one rated talk show host in the afternoon. You want to tell me different? And I'm number one in your hearts anyway. It doesn't matter because, see, this show is about shtick. And this show's about comedy. And because we're funny, you can't do anything to me. If you were funny, maybe you could. But since there's nobody that I go up against in afternoon drive on the West Coast and probably nowhere else in the country along our affiliates do we go up against anybody else that's even remotely funny, so we're just sitting here, just a bunch of clowns, having ourselves a good time, and everybody else is getting stressed out. I don't care. I remember when Letterman put the billboard up in Times Square, Jay Leno had that big billboard with that stupid grin of his, and it says, Jay, number one at night. So Letterman took out a billboard right next to it with a stupid crap-eating grin, and it said, Letterman, number three. It was hysterical. And it totally took the attention away from the Leno billboard. Because people looked at it and they said, well, he can be a little self-effacing. What does he care? Because his show's funnier. I don't care how popular Leno gets. He's a nice man. I know people that work for him, and I hear he's a hell of a nice man. A terrific guy. And he's funny, man. And I remember seeing Jay Leno at the Comedy Store years ago, really loving him. Do I think he's funnier than Letterman? No. No way. Never will. As long as I live, he'll never be funnier than David Letterman. He's got bigger ratings? Yeah. Why? This is America. Everything's the lowest common denominator anyway in this country. And, I mean, if it's crap and they can, homogenize it and vanilla it up, man, they will. I don't know what wins. All I know is I know what I think is funny, and I know what I think is good. And may the best man win. Actually, no. Let whoever the asshole is win, but may the funnier guy always at least be funny. So, to me, Letterman's a funny guy. Now, getting back to hair. What was I saying? Oh, by the way, Ventura County, where is that bill? I sold a house in Ventura County, and I got a tax bill today from the Ventura County tax collector, Harold S. Pittman. And he says that I owe him taxes because the checks bounced. Well, let me explain something. If you guys come after me for this, I'm going down there and I'm talking to you in person. I ain't doing it on the telephone. One of the problems with dealing with the government, as you know, is if they screw up, you have to prove that they screwed up. In other words, it's your problem, even if it's their mistake, right? These cats told me that they sent these checks back for this property tax that I paid because they bounced. Well, the reason why they bounced is I stopped payment. And why did I stop payment? Because they had not cleared yet. I had called and they hadn't cleared, so I wrote two new checks. But the county of Ventura, trying to get their mud hooks into me, trying to get another nickel out of me, you're not going to do it. You're not getting any more money out of me. L.A. County gets it now. Ventura, you don't get no more tax money because L.A. County gets all the tax money now. So what were we saying about the hair? Were we saying, Mike? Oh, yeah, you get laid more over 30. So anyway, as I was saying to the guys while we were in the commercial break, because I got my 20-something crew here, and they got hair, so they feel like they're really something special, which, of course, they're not, but they think they are. And Schaefer just had a haircut. When he actually I can still remember running my hands through hair on the top of my head. I can still remember trying to comb it when we had knotted up. Anyway, when I started losing my hair, that's when life for me, with regard to women, took off. I mean, big time. Every day, every night, unrelenting. In my mind, but nonetheless, no, really, I was going out with all kinds of, I'd like to say beautiful women, you may disagree, but I was enjoying myself. That's my thing, you know? That's my option, right? I'll go out with whoever I want to go out with. I'm a married man now, very happily. My wife's gorgeous. She doesn't mind my bald head. But anyway, I didn't start really having an active sex life until I started losing my hair. Now, what is that about? Well, I was talking to the guys. They said, well, how old were you? I said, I was like 30, 31. Well, now you're in your 30s. And so it isn't so much you're losing your hair, yeah, but you also have that confidence. You're not making the same mistakes that you made in your 20s. You're not afraid to pay for a hooker if you have to. When you were in your 20s, you were, you know, kind of nervous and scared you'd get rolled by somebody because you saw all those Starsky and Hutches, so you figured there's a guy behind the curtains who's going to roll you. It's, you know, you're in Vegas, and God, you know, forgive me, but there's all kinds of marvelous opportunity right there on the Strip. I don't care if it's illegal. And you're not afraid to lay the money out there, okay? Maybe you're not saying the right words, but what do you care? Not only that, when you hit your 30s, women have also matured. And women, 30 or 35 on up, that's the women are never better. A woman who's 35 and older is the best in terms of personality, sex drive, beauty. In my opinion, the older the woman, the better. And that's why when Irene Davis died, you know, Grandma Clampett, God damn it, why? Oh, why did it have to happen? No, but it's really true. Any guy that knows anything about women will tell you the same thing, okay? You think your wife is good now, Mike? Wait till she gets to be about 70. Seriously, it's going to be so great. So, and that's why things got real good for me, and I was bald, you know? What you do, the great thing about losing your hair from the back of your head, you don't have to see it for years. Everybody else does, but you don't. Like Nicholson and all those guys, what they call the widow's peak, I don't know if you've seen where there's a kind of a point here, and the hairline is receding from the front back, you know it right away. Well, look at you, Craig. Man, Taylor's losing it. Have you been like that for a long time, man? When you're losing your hair from the front to the back, you have to look at that, and you're well aware each and every sorrowful day that you're losing your hair. But if you lost it the way I lost it, which was from the back forward, I didn't know it for years. I had this big bald spot, looked like a freaking Benedictine monk, the back of my head, but from the front, I had hair. And only later did I fall. Oh, Jesus, look at that. Well, okay, how old are you? Well, I'm 41 now. It didn't make any difference to me. I had no idea. She combing it back. So that's what happened in my life. Things never got good in my life until I started losing my hair. Now, I can say that with confidence. I ain't bullcrapping you. That's the honest to God truth. And you clowns out there, and every time, I don't care who's the sponsor in this show. You know what? This is how I feel. And if we got a hair product on, great. Good for you. God bless you. I hope you never go out of business. But I don't buy that stuff. And when I hear those ads on the radio, I feel sorry for the poor schmuck out there that's going to panic. He's going to go buy it. You know, I feel sorry for those cats. And how low can you sink when you're spraying your head like patio furniture? How low does it get in your life? I know how low. That pump that you put on your penis. You want to know how low it gets? How low can you sink? Without breaking the law is what I'm saying. Spraying your head like patio furniture and pumping it up there with the Peter North Pumperoonie. Pump that, pump the pipe product from Peenemann. Can you imagine a poor, pathetic guy on a Friday night with a wiener pump and spray on the top of his head? Getting ready for a date? Man, I'm doing it now. Yeah. And that's why she's waiting in the next room, okay? They've already had dinner, brought her home, fed her a drink, music's on, and the guy's in the bathroom frantically, come on, will you? Did you ever see Your Friends and Neighbors? Go see that movie. It's a brilliant movie with Ben Stiller and Aaron Eckhart, which is this cat at the end of the movie. The poor guy's got a dysfunction problem, okay, sexually. And he's on now, he's so pathetic that he's on one of these sex lines talking to the girl, and he still can't get it going. So he hangs the phone up, and he's like just, you can see his hand working himself. He's going, come on, what's wrong? The movie ends with that. If only he had that head spray pump thing. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Previously on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to comment on this guy, okay? How can you force someone to play a stupid game over a child's life with pepper spray? That's going to make you not want to play at all, okay?
No. Look, they made those people get away from the house when they pepper sprayed their face. Like when that kid, when they got the kid from the house, they pepper sprayed the crowd. I saw it on TV.
Okay, yeah. You know why you saw it on TV? Because you're probably one of those fat guys that sits around drinking beer all day, scratching your ass and not doing anything. That's why you don't care about anyone else, okay?
You can't talk to me like that, okay? I was born in this country. Where are you from?
I'm born here, too. Let me tell you something. I'm Puerto Rican American. I was born right here in Miami.
Well,
I just came from 87th Street and 87th Avenue and 40th Street. There's all types of nationalities out there screaming for this child. Okay, there's Mexican, Cubans, Puerto Ricans,
they should go
Venezuelan, Nicaraguans, Hondurans. There's all types of people out there. You cannot sit there and say you would put a game over a child's life. Let me tell you what. I would put a bag of Doritos over your life anytime.
A bag of Doritos?
Because all you do is sit at home. I think you probably get SSI checks or something like that and sit around and scratch your ass all day.
Hey, you know
That's why you don't care about anyone else.
I don't even know what an SSI check, but you do, so you must have cashed one in your life, right?
Well, honey, let me tell you.
Yeah,
I'm a college graduate.
Baby.
I have a degree. You probably don't have that.
Degree
That's why you
where?
Have all this time
Puerto Rico University or something?
About everybody else.
And you're talking
about
Puerto Rico? Hey, let me tell you something, baby, okay? Puerto Rico, first of all, the food sucks in Puerto Rico, okay? Number two.
Okay, whoa. Wait a second.
We're not.
I'm Mexican American, okay? I'm American.
Well,
I'm American.
You know,
I was not born in no Puerto Rico.
I don't.
I wasn't born in no American territory.
Like
I was born in a state, okay? What do you got a degree in? Dental assistant? Okay, I was born in America. I was not born in no territory. I was born in a state, okay? That's way better than a territory.
Yeah, well, I was born in America, too, honey.
You were born in a territory, man.
Ground.
That's not the same thing.
It's the same thing. Okay, will you get off of that, Dave, and address what the lady was saying?
They should go down to 87th Street right now and dump a bucket of pepper spray.
87th Avenue, honey. I'm sorry.
Whatever, man. I mean, and go down there and dump a bucket of pepper spray on those people and get their asses back to their houses where they belong.
I think Bell South or whatever company you have should cut your telephone line, honey, because you're running their bill way too high.
I got Pacific Bell, baby. I got no Bell South, man. I got Pac Bell, man. I got the West Coast version, okay?
Oh, you have the West Coast? Yeah, because you probably don't have credit because you ran everyone's credit off the line anyway.
If the Cuban Americans don't go back to work, they could pepper spray their asses back to work. What do you think about that? Did you go to work today?
You know what?
Did you go to work today? Or you're PR, so you have to work, right?
Hey, I don't have to work. See, I told you I have a degree. See, I work when I want to.
What is your degree in, dear?
Hello, I have business administration. I have my own.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And,
listen to you being on. What's your degree, dear? Hey, man.
I bet you
dear.
Don't have when you wish you were sitting in my shoes right about now, don't you?
Hey, baby,
you?
At least I got Pac Bell and not Taco Bell, okay? And I'll tell you something.
Well, you know what? I wish we could spray pepper spray on your mama so she wouldn't, okay?
I bet you they pepper sprayed your ass when you come out of the womb.
Yeah, you think that? You think that why I came out smart and you're stupid and you speak nothing but nonsense, right?
I speak nonsense? I'm talking about the Florida Marlins who got a shot to win a pennant for the first time in 3 years, and you care about some kid that came off of a tire? God damn it, woman. Wake up.
Listen,
you don't have to be putting me on,
man. I care more of a child that came on a tire than a damn Marlins game, okay? Because the Marlins can play any day of their life.
But
can you sit around watching TV all day? What do you bet on? The game? Oh, my God, you have no life whatsoever. You're over here crying over a stupid game
that
you're betting on. I bet you bet $20 and you're over there crying over $20 because that's all you had for the week.
You are what? You are a sassy sister. You know that? You are almost making me erect. You are almost making me erect.
At least someone has to make you erect. I bet you jack off when you watch the game, when you see they score something,
right?
That's why you're so excited about the game, and you feel bad you can't jack off tonight because you can't watch the
game,
right?
I bet you if I pepper sprayed you, you would turn you on. You would have an orgasm if I pepper sprayed you.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
Well, what are you talking about, man? That's your...
I hung up on it, man. Thank you for your call. Thank you.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. So what's going on down there? They had a big thing in Miami, and my understanding is the affiliate in Miami, WINZ, the phones didn't stop ringing last night as we had that discussion on the air about that young alien Gonzalez who's, You know what I say? Don't you think the government is going to say to the old man, here's a nice piece of change, stay here, and the father will stay here, and then the kid's with him, but he's in America. Everybody's happy. And then somebody said to me, well, what about Castro? I said, well, nobody cares what he thinks. Castro? The guy still wears that hat. He's, you know, he's still dressed like he's living up in the mountains and they're about ready to go down and raid some casino or something or go into the Cabana area of a major resort hotel. Che Guevara, free Che! Che's dead. He's dead. At some point, you stop wearing those khaki hats with the Army Navy surplus jacket, and you get into a nice leisure suit with a nice layover. You know, that nice collar layover with a white belt and shoes. Shave that guy's kisser, and you wouldn't be able to make him out on a golf course. I got a hand to that guy. He's hung in with all the crap that people have slung at him. You got to hand it to him, okay? And they do, too. Everything. He's... The guy is running that island down there. You ever flown to the Caribbean? I took, I went down to Cayman, Grand Cayman. Now, I don't know. I'm not a big scuba diver, okay? And yes, I feel insecure and inferior when I'm getting on the plane and I see all these guys with deep, dark, golden, rich tans, curly, wavy, blonde hair, and they're hauling tanks onto the plane, and they got fins, and they have got it going on. These guys are heavy-duty scuba, as in self-contained, underwater, breathing apparatus kind of guys. And what am I doing? I've got a little mask with flippers that I rented at a little shack, and I'm going, can I go off the boat now, Mr. Captain?
Yeah, you go right ahead, man. Now, if you drown, you don't get your money back.
And all these cats, you know, these the heavyweights. But if you go to Grand Cayman, I guarantee it's the best snorkeling you've ever had in your life. That's guaranteed. There's no discussion. You may find a place as good. Yeah, okay, go to Tahiti, whatever. Who can afford it? Go down to Cayman. It's like an hour out of Miami. Oh, my God. It's fantastic. Beautiful. And it's, you know, and you look there, like, and I got a body, I'm white as hell, and I'm paddling around out there. And then finally they send one of the young boys to paddle out and grab me and bring me back. We're down in Cayman, and I was walking with my then girlfriend. Unfortunately, Maria, honey, I'm going to take you there someday, baby. But she doesn't want to go anywhere I've been with another woman. That's the only hang up about my wife, Maria, who I love deeply, is if I went there with another chick, she don't want to go there. I said, let's go to Cayman. Who are you with down there? Okay, well, that's one trip off. I mean, gee, I had a life. I was 44. How about we go to... Never mind, I was with someone else there, too. So, and I'm walking back from the snorkeling, and I wandered into a bar full of all these limeys, the rugby limeys I told you about, with their faces painted, and they're watching this jackass game called rugby. Boy, what a moron game that is. Put on a helmet. And put on a decent pair of pants while you're on the subject, okay? Last time I saw pants like those, I was taking her out. And I was taking her out of the pants. Rugby, you know something? There's diminishing returns. Put on a helmet. Put on some pads. Live another year. And go get some dental work done, too. But anyway, I didn't see that snorkeling. I saw that when I was out of the water. So go to Cayman. It's good. And it's you have to fly over Cuba. So if you've never seen Cuba, you can see it from the plane. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.